Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning to all. Let's just commit this time to the Lord. My dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Father, for giving us this day, Father. Thank you for this morning. That, Father, in your name, we all are here. Because of your grace and mercy, Father, we could come here to worship you, Father, to bow down before you, to glorify your name, Father. Because the things that you have done, the work you have done in our heart and in our life, Lord. So, Father, commit this time myself into your almighty hand, Lord. I pray and ask your presence in midst of us, Father. And Lord, speak to our heart and give us our portions, Father. I pray and commit with the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please turn to Psalm 96. Psalm 96, verse 1, 2, 3. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the people. The psalmist says here, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. What a wonderful thing to sing a song at on the first day of the new week and start our new week by singing a song to the Lord. And as you can see, the third psalm says that declare his glory among the nations and his wonders. He does so many wonders, doesn't it? From the beginning, he has been doing wonders. If we see Genesis 2:7, that's where creation of man, creation of Adam, from the dust, that was the first wonder we could see. Exodus 14:21, he divided the Red Sea and turned into dry land for the people of Israel. That was another wonder. Matthew 3:17, when the Lord spoke, when the heaven opened and Lord told that he is my beloved son, that voice come from the heaven, that was another wonder. Matthew 14:24-25, when Jesus was walking on the water, that was another wonder. Matthew 9:6-7, when paralyzed man, Jesus forgave his sin, and when he was walking, you know, first time in his life, that was another wonder. We can see throughout the Old Testament, throughout the beginning, Lord has been doing wonder. What about this time? Recently, I would like to share the wonders of miracles that has happened in my life. This Diaz eye, you know, when Diaz eye got infected, we went to Fairfield Hospital, we went to Westmead Hospital, we went to, you know, at least 5 eye specialists, and we changed 5 medications in 2 weeks' time. Still, no one was able to figure it out what's wrong, what's going on. No one was confident enough to tell that this is the problem. And at the end, what happened? They said that, oh, she has a tear duct, sorry, we can't do anything in this case. It may take 6 months, it may take 1 year, it may take 2 years, and maybe after two to three years, we need to do surgery. So sorry, we are helpless in this case. But the wonder is, within a 1 week time, when we were praying, you know, Friday night when we were praying after Bible study, you know, at the same time, during our prayer time, God healed her eyes. That is a miracle for me. I can, because those 2 weeks I went through, and, you know, I could see the face of doctors. They were literally helpless, you know, but Lord touched, you know, the SI, And from that point onwards, you know, we couldn't find anything, you know, just as normal as other high. That is a miracle for me, you know. Our salvation is a miracle, you know. That is definitely a miracle for me, I could say, and I think for each one of us. Because one thing is sure, that I cannot change myself. You know, no one can change. I cannot change my wife, or I cannot change my parents, no matter how hard I try. But Lord changed my heart, you know, and Lord has given me that salvation. So that is a miracle, you know, that on this earth, I can experience His presence from heaven. That is a miracle. So yes, we have this, all miracles happening in our life, daily life, all, you know, living, we can see the miracles or wonders in brothers and sisters' life. And for all these miracles, you know, the only reason is He loves us, He cares for us. For that, as we have this opportunity, glorify Him, glorify His name, worship Him, and give thanks to Him. If we go in the same psalm, if we read 4 and 5, it says that, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Because all other gods of the people are idols. You know, as soon as I could see, you know, this spiritual life, and I could see this light, I start to understand, you know, how people come up with their own ideas, their own philosophy, their own psychology, their own creativity to imitate or trying to give the image of God, that how God is looks like, and you know, what are the attributes of God. But you know, I thank God that, you know, He has opened that blind eyes, and I could see who is the true God and who is the real God, you know. Because as one of the Psalms says, that the people who worship idols, they are just like idols. They cannot see, they cannot hear. And idol, for me, idol is not just a piece of stone. Idol can be anything. As we were, yesterday we were watching the presentations, you know, there were the big celebrities. People were following celebrities. They are also idols, kind of idols. They are following people, you know. So idol is not just a piece of stone. It's something that, you know, takes the glory of God. Those all things are idols. And in verse 6 says that honor and majesty are before Him. He has power and beauty are in His sanctuary. I would like to thank God, you know, for His majesty, and I would like to honor Him this morning, you know, before, during the worship time, because the beauty that I'm enjoying every single day in my life, and the beauty and the power of His sanctuary that I will be going to enjoy forever with Him, in His presence. If you turn to Psalm 92, verse 4, just I think next one page ahead. Psalm 92 verse 4 says that, "For You make me glad by Your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what Your hands have done." You know, that what works He has done. He has done so many works, right, for His people. But the biggest work that He has done is He has given His life. You know, Father has sacrificed His Son for us. That was the biggest work or biggest deed I could imagine or think. Now, I just read John 10, 38-39. It says that, "But if I do," when Jesus was talking with, you know, in the synagogue, that time he was saying that, "But if I do, though, you do not believe me." This was a conversation, and Jesus said then, But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe it, that the Father is in me and I in him. 39. Therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hands. Now, the point I am trying to make here is that he could escape from their hands, you know, during that time. But at the time of crucifixion, he didn't say anything. He didn't speak any word, you know. He didn't try to escape, you know. That was his willing choice to sacrifice himself for us, for his purpose, with the purpose he came to this earth. You know, he could escape. He was able to escape from here, right? So at the time of crucifixion, he could escape, but he didn't, because that was his willing crucifixion for us. So give thanks to him for that willingness, you know, for that sacrifice that he has done for us. Next, in the same Psalm 92, 5-8, it says that, O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked springs like grass, and when all the workers of the iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever, but you, Lord, are on high forever. O Lord, how great are your works! We already discussed the wonders, you know, and the works of the Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. Even though I've been born again, even though I have, you know, Holy Spirit, there are so many times it happens that when I read the scriptures, I cannot grasp, you know, that word, you know, that what is the thought behind this verse, what Lord is trying to speak to me. And sometimes it takes days and months and even years, because his thoughts are so deep. You know, I think we all have this experience. No matter how many times we read that same Bible, the same chapter, but every single time we get something new. You know, how deep? Can we measure that, you know, the deepness of his thought? I would say no. There is no limit, you know. No matter 1,000 times or 100,000 times you will refer that, you will get something new out of it. That is our God. And in the verse 6 says that a senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. You know, last month actually, our company sent few guys for a management training. I was one of them. And the trainer was a psychologist. Okay, and he was just trying to identify, you know, the nature or the character of the guys that who were attending this training. And he was asking the question, okay, suppose you want to invite someone, you know, for a barbecue party, to whom you would like to invite. And people were coming up with Bin Laden, Hitler, you know, Barack Obama. And then he was asking why, and people were like replying, oh, because we want to know how, like, you know, Bin Laden did this great work. I said, you know, it was impossible that he did it, you know. People are interested to see that evil works, how they did it. No one said, I want God, you know, I would like to have fellowship with God. And followed by, you know, at the end of the training, the trainer was saying, I am a psychologist, and you know, I have a number of years of experience. Many people come to me for their personal problems. You know, if any of you have any personal problem, come to me. I can give the best advice, this and that. And people were literally, you know, interested to go to him and talk to him. And I was, you know, just giving thanks to Lord in my heart that I don't need to go to this kind of person who is himself, you know, in a full of sin. So I just want to give thanks to Lord that, you know, he has given us that understanding that who he is so that we don't need to go to the people like this who want self-glory, self-righteousness, you know. And we can understand His love in our life. We can understand His power, you know. So give thanks to Him for this understanding that He has given us, so that we don't need to go this kind of self, you know, senseless people. Otherwise, we will be nowhere. If you turn to Proverb 3, Proverb 3, verse 5 and 6, it says there, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Now, when I was reading this one, you know, I was just meditating that when I didn't know Christ, you know, I was certainly trusting men. I was certainly, I think one of them that, you know, following their presentations, you know, following the celebrities or the some great personality. But one thing I found out, whenever I trusted men, I always got disappointed one or the other way. You know, they never able to actually satisfy my desire, what I really wanted from that. You know, but after Christ, you know, once Lord has come in my life, I really never actually need to think about this one, that which way I should go. You know, for instance, at my job, there were so many situations where I was actually, you know, totally stuck, and I was totally helpless with myself that I cannot do it, you know. There are so many reasons, but I couldn't. Many times I just gave up that, sorry, I can't do it, you know. But when I went to Him, when I prayed to Him, somehow I got the answers, you know. The only thing I did, I, you know, hear His voice. Whatever He was telling, I was doing blindly. And I have got that result, you know. And it's amazing. Sometimes you are doing and then you get the result, and after that you will think that, oh, okay, I have done that, you know. I already gave up for this one. I'm sure that you all have this experience. I would like to give one more example in terms of marriage. You know, when I went to India, my family actually collected 35 biodatas. That means 30 biodatas. That means the personal details of 35 girls. For marriage. Yes, for marriage, 35.
Much.
And out of 35, they selected 5. Okay? And for those 5 girls, in the month of March, the whole month, I was doing meeting with them, personal meeting. And with each girl, I was doing at least 2 hours meeting. Okay? Personal. At least 2 hours meeting. Yeah, that's interesting. But amazing thing is, after every single meeting, whenever I was coming back to home, my family were asking, okay, what? You were chatting for 2 hours, that means you are interested. I said, I will let you know, okay? Whenever I asked, I was very new by at that time, you know, faith. You know, I was very new by that time. But, you know, the amazing thing is, whenever I ask in a prayer, I always get the answer straight away, no. You know, and it was actually a tough time for me to whether I should trust or not this voice, you know, because my mind was saying something and my heart was saying different thing. You know, mind was thinking about future and all earthly things, but heart was saying no, you know, straight away. And for one girl, I was almost, you know, say, yeah, okay, I would like to go for this girl. And I did second meeting as well, you know, but still, you know, after second meeting, you know, I asked to the Lord, what should I do? He said, no. You know, and then I just gave up. I said, okay, I will hear what my heart is saying, you know. Now, then after I told to my family that, okay, forget it, I don't want to see any more girls. But then suddenly Mayuri comes into the picture. Long story, but you know, with Mayuri, I was having only 25 minutes meeting. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask any personal question to her. She didn't ask any personal question to me. We didn't know our birth date. We didn't know our personal contact number or hobbies, nothing like that. And I was just sharing with her about God, you know, what is my faith. That's all I shared with her. And on that day when I asked Lord, he first time I got the answer, yes, you know. And I'm confirmed, you know, with that answer, and my Lord has increased that faith in my heart, because after coming here, Mayuri got saved within 3 months' time without, you know, forcing her, without doing anything. Lord touched her heart. That was another miracle, I would say, in my life. You know, point I'm trying to tell you here, when I trusted Lord, He has given me best. You know, and all I did, I hear His voice. So give thanks to Him because we can hear His voice. You know, that is important thing. Otherwise, we'll be lost. You know, we don't know where to go, what to do. There is no one to help. And at last, I would like to share Psalm 96. Come back to 96. Verse 7 to 13. Give to the Lord, O family of people, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heaven rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For He is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth. He's coming. You know, give thanks to Him that we have this assurance that He is coming. We have this assurance, you know, when He is coming, we'll be with Him. Give thanks to Him for this great assurance that He has placed in our heart, that confidence He has given us, that, you know, we will be with Him. And I would just like to read again and just, you know, we'll go to worship. First, the 3 verse, 7, 8, 9. Give to the Lord, O families of people, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him all the earth. Amen.